All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest hails from Atlanta, Georgia. She is the CEO and co-founder at Leader 21. Please welcome Jen Kelschner to the show. Hi, Jen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, that's what I like to hear. So can you start off by telling us a little about Leader 21? And by the way, everyone can go to LDR21.com. LDR21.com. Check that out.
Thank you. Well, Leader 21 provides data intelligent web application tools based on open behavior principles and human change languages that result in the next evolution of human capital insight.
Hold on. That was actually really, really good. But can you sort of break that down into layman's terms, because that was a lot of technical stuff that I'm not sure everybody in the audience. Yeah, no, that was great though. Like, it sounded like perfect. I was like in shock. It was like, wow, that was awesome. But can you sort of break that down for us?
Yeah,
I don't think I even. I think that flew right over my head. I was just so in shock how perfectly stated that sentence was.
Yeah, we actually, you know, started. I have a consulting background, and so we started it in consulting. And what has evolved out of building some assessments and tools for just knowing how people respond to change, we began delivering those through a web application. So we kind of, my partner and I joke that we're accidental software developers now, that being not our background. But, you know, it's all based on real-time data and delivered through web applications for individuals and organizations to understand how they respond to change.
All right, so data intelligent, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, in the layman terms, in the easiest way possible, it takes an individual's scores and results for how they're responding to that change, or how adaptable or agile they are in their workplace and in how they contribute. And all of that data gets filtered and sliced into a few ways that make it actionable data. So it's one thing when someone takes an assessment and kind of scores out where they are on things, right? And you kind of get this. It's very indicative with like a personality assessment. You just get something. We're not personality. Let me clarify. We do psychometric assessments. But when you get a personality assessment, you just get a score. And it says, here you go. This is where you're at. And there's never really actionable information behind it. Like, what do I do with it? So the data intelligence is saying, let's take all of the scores from our teams or across the organization, however looking at it, and let's actually see what that's telling us. It tells us how balanced we are. It tells us where our gaps are. It tells us areas where we have challenges and we need to go in and work. And the intelligence part provides this insight that a leader or a manager or a team leader could actually use immediately in the moment to solve whatever challenge they're facing.
And what do you mean by open behavior principle?
So open behaviors comes out of the open source community, which I think a lot of people are familiar just by hearing the word open source, it referencing the way software is developed. And over that, out of that community in the last 20, 25 years, what's happened is there's evolved a way of working, right? So it's a community of people that say, hey, we value the way we collaborate, we value the way we share ideas, how transparent we are in saying what works and what doesn't work. And so this set of open organization behaviors came out of that, which are really adaptability, transparency, inclusivity, community, and adaptability. And when people know how to work in that type of environment, the coolest things happen, right? They become very engaged. We see innovation spike, a company gains competitive edge. And so these open organization or open behaviors that have evolved out of this community are really what needs to be implemented to save the rest of organizations everywhere. At least that's how I like to look at it.
Okay. And then the last part of that was human change language.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are you describing there?
This is really the foundation to all of the work that we're doing at Leader 21. What's the most amazing thing kind of came out of us starting to figure out okay, we understand human behaviors. It's what we've studied. My partner, Dr. Mary Jo Burchard, has studied and researched a lot of these behaviors in organizations and leadership for her whole career. So what started to evolve out of having people beta test the assessments was we realized there's this change language. It's how people initially respond to change, and it varies by situation. It reveals what their needs are during change, so they know how to communicate that and or listen to someone else what they need. And it also reveals how they positively contribute. An example of that is I'm really, really high on the driving change side. So I actually have like a 96% what we call a pounce score. So all I care about is driving change. I really have zero concern for details and risk. So when I'm working with somebody who needs to understand and mitigate risk, I get very frustrated. But now that I understand that person's not questioning me and my ideas, they're just asking, I need more clarity and I need to identify the pitfalls before I step forward. Now I know how to engage with people, right? So my communication shifts and I know how that person's actually contributing. Because what they're doing with somebody like me, who's such a high driver of innovation, is they're helping our company or idea actually stabilize and optimize the way we do it. Because I'm the type of person, once I've created something new, I'm ready for the next new thing. And I kind of like leave the other baby behind, so to speak. So you have to have people that balance you, that help you, you know, stabilize and optimize where you are. So you can actually grow and scale whatever it is you're doing.
All right, I see. So you're the type that plants seeds, watch it sprout, and then somebody else take care of it. I'm on to the next seed.
Basically, yes, that's how I work.
Understood. Hey, that's fine. Some people are like that. You know, they're creative. And then once it's not creative anymore, once it's just sort of maintained, it's time to do something else. So what's the biggest challenge that's facing businesses right now?
It is the speed of innovation and disruption. So futurist Gerd Lennonhart said that we're going to see more change in 20 years. And this starting in like 2015, so already 3 years into this span. We'll see more change in that 20 years than in the 300 years prior of recorded history. And it doesn't mean that disruption's all a bad thing, but the speed with which we're moving is really our new normal. So there will be this continuous wave of change before people can actually stand up and get their footing again before that next wave of disruption hits. So what we really need to be doing in business is setting new frameworks, operational frameworks for our people to operate in, and then empowering our people to be able to ride those waves of change instead of being stuck in that constant state of churn. I mean, we really believe the only way you're going to be able to save your business and maintain any competitive edge is it's not even about planning anymore. You can't plan because the disruption is happening so quickly that it's just learning a whole new way of doing things. So if we can build that agility in our people and then give them a place to operate in that's agile, we'll be successful. Because that new normal really does not allow for a steady state in order to reset. That new normal will be the constant state of disruption.
Understood. All right. So what are some of your goals for the future that you want to accomplish with your business?
Well, I think for us, it is my partner and I are very much about people understanding that they have a seat at the table, but helping them understand how they contribute when they're in that seat. So, you know, everybody has a place to belong. They just need to understand where that is, how they contribute, and who they are in doing it. And so for us, it's, you know, we chuckle a lot by ourselves that we're both extreme extroverts, which is not shocking to anybody that knows us. So we sit around and giggle a lot about world domination. And in that sense, when we giggle about it, it is helping everybody understand their value and their worth in their contribution that they have, that they can give back to other people. The most interesting thing happens when somebody realizes who they are and that they have a positive contribution in the space that they're in, be that you know, in a personal relationship or out in their community or in the workplace, this light kind of flips on and they know how to impact other people around them. And so this massive ripple effect can happen. And when we do that, I think we'll start seeing the positive changes we need to see in our society and our culture right now. We empower people how to have more open, respectful discourse. And then ultimately just, you know, there's a sense of joy and happiness that comes out of that. You know, there's no more about riding the struggle bus every day at the workplace. It's about actively contributing and being happy to be there and be present.
So what's the best way for people to contact you if they would like more information?
Well, you can go to our website at ldr21.com. You can initiate a live chat there with us, or you can email us at hello@ldr21.com. Feel free to inquire about our immersive events, the various insight tools that we have, and or advisory services. And you can also take two of our assessments currently for free at dragonfly.co, and that's dragonfly with an I, .co.
All right, perfect. Jen Kelschner, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it, too.
This is the Professionals Roundtable. We're back right after this break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wethem. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Hi, this is Terry Crews. Actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.